Welcome to the Wealth Matters Podcast, where investors come together to better understand how to build passive cash flow and create generational wealth without all the confusing mumbo jumbo. Here's your host and co-author of Amazon number one bestseller, Alpesh Pamar.
Welcome to Wealth Matters Podcast, your guide through the intricate world of wealth building, where we peel back the layers of market dynamics and investor behavior. And I try to teach or talk about investments, mainly in alternative world. But you know, I also am focusing a lot to teach kids about money and investing. And this is why I'm working on a book called Growing the Money Tree. It's called Growing the Money Tree. I'm hoping that it will be out. We are hoping to publish it in by May. So, you know, kids can read the book and enjoy, learn more about money and finance and investing during the summer break. So, you know, hope I'll continue to give you guys update on where we are right now. I just received the almost final manuscript, and we are trying to work on the illustrations, or we will, you know, usually when we see those pictures in the book, they are called illustrations or graphics. So we are working on that. I have a team who is developing all the illustrations. So once illustrations are done, we combine them with the manuscript and then send it over to a formatting person, and they will format the book. So that's where we are. I'll continue to provide some updates on you know, what we are up to on the book side. But in today's episode, we are venturing into the fascinating realm of investor psychology and behavioral finance. Why do smart people make irrational financial decisions? How can understanding our psychological biases make us better investors? Stay with us as we uncover the answers backed by science and real-world examples. Investor psychology examines the emotional and cognitive factors that influence our investment decisions. It's where finance meets human psychology, revealing that we are not always the rational actors classical economics assumes us to be. Behavioral finance takes this step further, studying the effects of psychological influences on the financial markets, including patterns of market anomalies that traditional finance theories cannot explain. So that's more about investor psychology. Now we'll talk about the common psychological biases and their impact, right? So let's delve into those. First up, overconfidence bias. And I get that. I personally get that all the time. It's the tendency to overestimate our knowledge, underestimate risks, and inflate our ability to control events. Picture this. After a successful trade, John starts to believe he has a special knack for timing the market. He ignores broader market trends and advice, leading to risky bets that eventually results in significant losses. Next is confirmation bias, the habit of seeking out information that supports our preconceptions while ignoring contradictory evidence. Imagine Sarah, who is heavily invested in a particular stock. She selectively reads positive news about the company, right, and dismisses any negative reports, leading to a skewed perception of its actual performance and risk. And we can't forget about loss aversion, a principle from prospect theory. We feel the pain of a loss much more acutely than the pleasure of an equivalent gain. For investors, this often means holding on to losing stocks too long, hoping to break even, while selling winners too early to lock in gains, right? The real-world implications of these biases are profound. They can lead to suboptimal investment decisions like the disposition effect, where investors sell assets that have increased in value, but hold on to assets that have decreased in value. There's also the herd mentality. I'm pretty sure you have heard that, right? When investors follow the crowd into booming markets or out of crashing ones, often too late to benefit or to avoid loss. To illustrate, let's look at the dot-com bubble of the late 1990s. Fueled by overconfidence and herd behavior, investors poured money into internet companies with little regard for traditional valuation matrices. When the bubble burst, many were left with significant losses, highlighting the dangers of letting psychological biases guide investment decisions. And at that time, a lot of people also got out of some of the upcoming internet companies like Amazon and stuff, right? And look at Apple and look at what those companies are doing right now, right? So, you know, just keep this in mind. So how can we overcome these biases to make better investment decisions? Awareness is the first step. By recognizing the tendencies, our tendencies toward overconfidence, confirmation bias, and loss aversion, we can begin to question our impulses and decisions. One effective strategy is to establish and adhere to a disciplined investment process. This means setting clear long-term financial goals, conducting thorough research before making investment decisions, and regularly reviewing your portfolio to ensure it aligns with your objectives and risk tolerance. Another technique is to seek out diverse perspectives. Challenge your assumptions by considering opposite viewpoints and engaging with information that contradicts your beliefs. This can help counteract confirmation bias and lead to a more balanced, informed decisions. Finally, consider automating certain investment decisions. Tools like automatic rebalancing and dollar cost averaging can help remove emotional decision making from the equation, promoting a more disciplined long-term approach to investing. Understanding the psychological forces at play in our investment decisions can empower us to make smarter, more rational choices. It's not just about the numbers. It's about mastering the mind game that investing often becomes. Thank you for joining us on Wealth Matters as we explore the intriguing world of investor psychology and behavioral finance. If you have enjoyed today's journey, please share this episode with fellow investors and subscribe for more insights. Remember, the path to financial wisdom, it's not just about learning the market, it's about learning ourselves. I am Alpesh, and I look forward to our next exploration together. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to the Wealth Matters podcast. If you enjoyed it, please leave us a 5-star rating on iTunes so others can enjoy the show too. Have a great week and happy investing.